Theater, Saturday morning, February the 10th at 11:15.
Support for WGTD comes from the Business and Professional Coalition at Carthage College, inviting you to Business for a Better World, a free panel discussion with Wisconsin business leaders who are committed to making a difference and a profit. Join the coalition at noon on Thursday, February 29th, to hear executives from Lakefront Brewery, Indigenous Pact, and Kane Communications lay out the B Corporation model. Register at carthage.edu/businesscoalition.
This is WGTD HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that explores and highlights various local issues and organizations. It's hosted by Jane Herring, a former marketing manager at Gateway Technical College, Jenny Tunkies, former reporter for the Kenosha News, and a former chief of staff for the Kenosha County Executive, Marcia Connett, who is a Southeast Regional Consultant for Wisconsin Literacy, and she provides literacy education support and management expertise. And Xander Miller, a librarian at the Kenosha Public Library, who also works on technology and digital skills. Community Matters also shares its time slot with the 30-time award-winning WGTD Radio Theater. And now, here's today's program.
Welcome to Community Matters. I'm Jane Herring. Today we will become more acquainted with the candidates for judge, Kenosha County Circuit Court Branch 3. The three candidates will face off in the February 20th primary. Two will continue to the general election in April. The candidates are Frank Gagliardi, Heather Iverson, and William or Bill Michael. Our program is going to begin by giving the candidates an opportunity to share their background and legal experience with you. This is not a debate today, and we will begin by giving each candidate up to 5 minutes to introduce themselves to you. So thank you all for joining us today, and I am going to do this by alphabetical order, and I would like each of you to talk with me about why you decided to run for this office, and really what you feel that you can bring to it. Frank, you win the alphabetical order award here. If you can talk, Frank Gagliardi, about why you decided to run for judge.
Well, Jane, thank you. You know, this has been something that I've been looking forward to for a long time. A few years ago, I had an opportunity to apply for the position, and I was unsuccessful, and a lot of things have happened in my life since then. One of the things that happened is I realized throughout the process of the last 3 or 4 years that I was originally trying to do this for the wrong reasons, if you will. You know, I thought that the position of being a judge, a circuit court judge, was more about me and personally an I thing. And I kind of realized over time, and to, like I said, through some of my experiences, that it's more about us and we, you know, the community. So, you know, I grew up in Kenosha County, and all my life I've been in Kenosha County. I was born and raised here, and went to Brighton grade school out in Brighton Elementary out in Brighton, Wisconsin, here in Kenosha County, and finished up at St. Joe's High School. Graduated from Parkside. When I came back from law school, my wife and I decided that we wanted to raise our kids out here in Kenosha County, and because it's our home. And the reason I'm telling you this is because becoming a judge is about serving the community. And all of my adult life, my volunteer work has been involved in the community throughout Little League. I've been a board member with Lakeland Little League for over 19 years. Was a president for a while. We've been on different boards in Kenosha County as well, Western Kenosha, Kiwanis, and some other organizations as well. And giving back to this community was a very important part of the process and considerations of what I was doing. I've been able to, for over 18 years, I've been practicing law in Kenosha County. And when you talk about practicing law in Kenosha County, it's Kenosha's a very family-orientated and tight-knit group. It's a bigger town, 180,000 people, but really it's got a small town feel and a big town feel. And when I was representing clients in various areas of litigation throughout my roughly 18-year career, I was in a position where I was helping people on a daily basis, people that were my neighbors, friends. And it was that was one of the most important parts of being an attorney, was helping people in the community. Well, how can I make a difference? That's really was something that was in the back of my mind, Jane. How can I make a difference in our community? Well, one way is to do what I was doing, practicing law. Another way was giving my time back to the youth and the community. And another manner was coaching kids. And I also coach youth softball right now, girls that are juniors and freshmen in high school. We have two different teams. But, you know, I'm giving back and making a difference in their lives. Well, how else can you make a difference? Well, you can make a difference by being on the bench and hearing the issues of the community that bring that, you know, that come up in the community. And what I was trying to do was be able to make a difference bigger than what I was doing as a private practice and running our private practice. And this gives me an opportunity to make sure that the people who come before me get a judge that they know is someone, a member of their community, someone who has invested their whole life in Kenosha County, and also puts you in a position where they know, because of my experience and their relationships with me, that I'm someone who is not only fair and reasonable, but someone who listens to both sides. I'm a listener. I believe that everybody has a voice and everybody has a say. So I wanted to make sure that the people who came before me are heard, and that I can make a difference to them. You know, you're asking why I'm trying to become a judge, and I am a judge now for Kenosha County. And it's because I want to make a difference. And that is fundamental in what I'm doing and my motivation.
And Heather, can you tell us a little bit about your interest in this position?
I can. Hi, Jane. Thank you for the opportunity to address you today. And again, I apologize. I have laryngitis, so hopefully you can hear me all right. My name is Heather Iverson. I'm running for the position of Circuit Court Judge for Kenosha County Branch 3. And I am very eager to share with you my background, my qualifications, and my unwavering commitment to public service, and why I want to become a judge. I'm a native of Kenosha, and I've been educated in our public school systems, and I'm proud of that. And just in case there are any Bradford graduates out there, go Red Devils. I furthered my studies at Carthage and Parkside, where I obtained degrees in political science, psychology, and music. I obtained my law degree at OCU Law School in Oklahoma, which is actually something Bill and I have in common. And from there, I returned to serve my community here in Kenosha. I've practiced law for more than 15 years. And all of those years, I have dedicated myself to serving the residents of Kenosha County. I have served as a special prosecutor with the district attorney's office, where I learned firsthand the importance of upholding justice and protecting our community, working to prosecute felony and misdemeanor cases. I worked for the Kenosha County Child Support Agency, where I represented the state of Wisconsin to help establish paternity for fatherless children and to help fathers establish paternity for children they believe to be theirs, wanting to be a part of their life. We also helped to enforce court orders to help make families' lives better. My experience isn't confined to just local jurisdiction. I am admitted to practice in both the United States District Court Western District of Wisconsin and the United States District Court Eastern District of Wisconsin. Since 2021, I have had the honor of serving Kenosha County as a Circuit Court Commissioner. This position is appointed by the esteemed judges of Kenosha County, and in this role, I hear and preside over hundreds of cases each week, spanning various areas of law, such as small claims, family law, criminal law, juvenile law, delinquency cases, cases involving children in need of protection and services, restitution hearings, and I do a traffic diversion program as well. My work as a Circuit Court Commissioner is marked by my dedication to fairness, impartiality, and respect for upholding the rule of law. My legal experiences have allowed me to develop a nuanced understanding of the complexities within our legal system and the unique challenges faced by our community, which is a unique community. Since 2021, I have run my courtroom effectively and efficiently. I believe that everyone's time is just as important as the court's time. I try to make sure that my courtroom runs smoothly and on time. I understand that it's not easy for people to take off work or find childcare so that they can attend court hearings or jury duty. It is important that a judge recognizes the importance of that. It is the judiciary's job to serve the community, and I feel that a great disservice is done when hearings are not called timely or people need to return another day as their case was not able to be heard. I believe that a judge should not only be well-versed in the law, but should also be deeply connected to the community they serve. I have served as president of the Kenosha Symphony Orchestra. I've held various leadership positions in the Kenosha County Bar Association, including 2 terms as its president. Additionally, I've been on the board of both United Way of Kenosha County and Board of Directors for Legal Action of Wisconsin. I also have the distinction of being appointed by the Wisconsin Supreme Court to serve on the Office of Lawyer Regulations for District 1. The Office of Lawyer Regulations assists the court in supervising the practice of law and protecting the public from misconduct by lawyers. My commitment to continuous learning for judicial officials and legal professionals is reflected in the fact that I give lectures on continuing legal education classes I've conducted, which include presentations on ethics. My contribution also extends to legal publications, having been published in the Wisconsin State Bar Journal. I have spearheaded interagency cooperations between the District Attorney's Office and the Kenosha County Child Support Agency, specifically targeting felony cases for failure to support children. I recognize the unique position of a judge in safeguarding our community and ensuring justice is served. It is my firm belief that being a judge is another way for me to continue to serve the residents of Kenosha County and contribute to community safety. My experience, dedication, and diverse background uniquely position me to carry out these responsibilities effectively. I have the most experience of all the candidates with running a courtroom over all the various areas of law, and I do it on a daily basis, hearing hundreds of cases each week. My vision for Kenosha County is one where justice is accessible to all, where every individual is treated with dignity and respect, and where the rule of law is upheld and applied impartially. And I'm eager to bring that experience and dedication and passion for justice to the role of Circuit Court Judge for Kenosha County.
Thank you, Heather. Appreciate it. And now, Bill.
Thank you, Jane. And I'd like to also thank the viewers. My name is Bill Michael. And the reason why I'm running for judge is because of my 25 years of legal experience. I started off in the district attorney's office. From the district attorney's office, I opened my own practice where I handled thousands of cases in family, traffic, and criminal court. I had the privilege of being appointed by our circuit court judges to be what's called a guardian ad litem, where I protect the rights of our seniors and children in Kenosha County. Last year, I was able to be appointed as one of our 3 full-time court commissioners for Kenosha County. Currently, I handle the intake court, where each day I have to make tough decisions dealing with bond and bail and balance, keeping the community safe and protecting the rights of those who appear before me. These experiences that have prepared me to be ready on day one to be our next circuit court judge. I hope to earn your trust and your vote on Tuesday, February 20th. Thank you. And please check out, visit votemichael.com to learn more about me. Thank you.
I'd like to thank all of you for your initial statements as to why you were seeking the position and a little bit about your background. So often, and I've mentioned this to you as we were setting up this interview, you're hard-pressed to go on to any kind of judicial race where they don't say that they pledge to be fair. It seems like it's kind of tough to be fair because you're really balancing a lot of information. So again, I'd like to ask each of you to kind of talk about how you personally define being fair in a courtroom and maybe give me some examples about how you fight for fairness despite perhaps a lot of things coming at you from other attorneys. Heather, I think it's your turn to start first this time.
Sure. Thank you, Jane. Fairness to me is about applying the law with impartiality and recognizing the unique circumstances of each case. You had also mentioned being tough on crime, and to me that means holding individuals accountable while considering rehabilitation and community safety. I think they go hand in hand. In my role as a court commissioner, I recognize that each case is unique. A one-size-fits-all approach to sentencing is not appropriate, and discretion is essential to consider the specific circumstances for the individual and the crimes committed. For instance, in alignment with State versus Galleon, which is the framework for sentencing, let's say you had a nonviolent offense. You might prioritize things there like rehabilitation and community service, whereas a more severe penalty would likely be warranted for a violent crime to ensure public safety and deterrence. It's crucial to apply the law with fairness and a nuanced understanding of each case. My experience has taught me the importance of balancing the principles and the framework provided by Galleon. My daily decisions involve weighing factors like the severity of the offense, a defendant's criminal history, potential for rehabilitation. Discretion, as I said, is absolutely key to this. As a judge, I would strive to tailor sentences that best serve the community's needs for protection and deterrence and promoting a justice system that is both firm, equitable, and upholding the rule of law.
Bill, how do you define fairness and in the courtroom?
Fairness, what I've learned over the 25 years of experience, I take what I've learned from the different judges, Judge Schrader, Judge Wagner, Judge Kluka, Judge Bastianelli. Fair, you have to know your facts. You have to know your defendant. In felony cases, we're fortunate to have what's called a PSI. It's called a pre-sentence investigation. It's done by the Department of Corrections. It's a document that gives the individual's life history. It talks about the individual's background, his family, education, prior record. And the key is knowing your defendant. Someone that commits a homicide to someone that steals a loaf of bread. You have to know your defendant. You have to be able to think rationally and balance the pros and cons. Because, of course, we want to protect our community. We do not want the bad guys running the streets. So it's important to know your defendant. It's important to do your homework. And you must treat everyone fairly. So what I would do is, I mean, it's fortunate that I have the 25 years of experience that I've learned from all of our judges. I mean, one of the major characteristics that sets me apart from the other two individuals, I practice in front of all eight of the judges. I know, I've learned from experience, I know how to handle individuals and what needs to be done. So I hate to say this, but if someone has devised and has created a plan. And I think the circuit, the other circuit court judges have, and you use what they've taught me. I mean, that's the benefit that I have, is going in front of all of our judges, learning, taking thousands of cases, and using the information that I've obtained over the 25 years of experience, and basically reusing it. I mean, I'm fortunate because we have great judges in Kenosha. Like I said, Judge Schrader, Judge Kluka, Judge Wagner. I mean, these are great people, and they serve their community, and I hope I can follow in their footsteps. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank?
Well, your question is fairness. I know we're bringing up some things about safety and the issue of crime and whatnot, but let me answer your question first. Your question is, well, what do I think and how I'm going to apply and be fair in the courtroom? And what I'm going to use is my experience as well, but not in the amount of years. I know Commissioner Michael has experience. I mean, he's older than I am and has been practicing for longer than I am. Experience is just time. My experience is vast. I've litigated cases in, almost every area of civil litigation and represented hundreds and hundreds of clients, in contested hearings. When we talk about using your experience, yeah, I would hope that all of us would use our experience. And we all have different areas of experience. My experience is just wider range than my opponent's experience in the courtroom. And, I will use my abilities that I've learned over the course of years dealing with conflict resolution. I'm a certified mediator. I've been a court commissioner since 2012. So it's over 10 years of being a court commissioner, over 18 years of practicing law and dealing with the community and the people in the community and representing them in various areas of litigation. And when you're dealing with various areas of litigation, where you're dealing with conflict resolution, you're dealing with those types of people who are, you know, hot and upset and bothered about the situation. And my job is to fight for them, each of one of my clients, but also to make sure that they understand both sides, because every fight and every decision that is made comes with collateral damage. And you have to look at the collateral damage that is affecting the families and the community when you're representing people. But now, as a commissioner and a judge, you have to look at when your decisions, not just your representation, your advocation for clients, but you look at how your decisions impact people. And you want to be treated fair. And I want the golden rule. I want to treat people how I want to be treated. And I'm going to use my experience to do that. Now, briefly, talking about crime, I don't think anyone has ever been elected judge by promising to be soft on crime, right? To the listeners that are out there, it's not enough to really promise to be tough on crime. Really, you got to still be smart on crime. And the truth is, there's people out there that scare us. There's people out there who annoy us. There's people out there, folks that make mistakes that, we're not likely to see again in court. I'm not going to hesitate to do what needs to be done to protect the community from those dangerous criminals and those dangerous individuals. But I also want to be smart in dealing with these cases so that, we have time and resources to deal with the people who scare us and threaten our safety. I'm going to utilize and I'm not going to be blinded by the fact that we have one road or one method to discipline or to punish people. I mean, we got to look at the crime that's committed and that when they come before me with the circumstances, the totality of the circumstance, you got to look at the character of the defendant. The character of the defendant is looking at their history. You also have to look at, the safety of the community. So you got the three C's, the crime, the character, the crime that was committed, the character of the defendant, the safety concerns for the community. And you're going to look at all these and balance them and try to be fair with individuals so that we're not just in a situation where we're wasting court resources and not using all of our court resources that are available. I mean, we don't want to have a revolving door around our jail. So we have to make sure that we're cognizant of the fact that we have other resources out there, and we want to treat people fairly. And that means not just treating them fairly in the sense of safety, but it's also treating them fairly in the sense of rehabilitation and utilizing these treatment courts and other things that we have, our resources. And that's what I'm talking about, our resources. And I want to be fair to the community that is paying for these resources, so that when they come before us, we make sure that we take care of the scary people and the people who are threatening the community. Those people are the people that I'm not going to hesitate to have to make tough decisions and have to incarcerate them. But also, I'm going to be fair to people and listen to what their concerns are and what their needs are. And maybe these are the people that need to go to treatment for it or other rehabilitative services. So, you know, when you ask how I intend to be fair, I intend to use my common sense, my experiences, not only as a litigator, not only as a small business owner, not only as a volunteer, a coach, a father, and a dad, but I'm using as the common rule. Our common goal is the golden rule to treat everybody how I want to be treated, but still make the tough decisions that we're going to have to make. So that's how I'm going to be fair.
We gave you quite the chance to move into talking about the tough on crime issue, and I'd like to give you an opportunity to address what you define as that and how you address being tough on crime.
Well, being tough on crime is knowing your defendant. I mean, clearly I can talk about the mental health court. I can talk about treatment court, drug court. I've been in those courts. That distinguishes me from the other candidates. I mean, my clients, I've represented people. I put them into these programs. I know these programs. I've been in front of Judge Wilk. I've been in front of Judge Milosauskas. I have been in front of Judge Meyer, who handled the treatment court, the mental health court, Judge Wilbur Warren. So, I mean, I know what programs we have to help individuals that have mental health issues, that have drug dependencies. And clearly, you got to know the program. You got to have been able to use the program. Talk is cheap. I mean, it's important. We have to know the programs. You have to use it. And you have to know your defendant, because there are bad guys. We know that. I mean, you can sugarcoat it. We've had issues here in Kenosha. It's shameful what has happened in Kenosha. And it's appropriate that you got to be smart, tough. You put the bad guys away. You know, I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Thank you.
Heather, did you have something to add about the tough on crime issue?
Well, I think it goes back to there is no one case fits all. You have to take a look at the circumstances, and there's actually case law that says there are certain things we must consider when sentencing people. It's not necessarily just about common sense, although I think common sense is incredibly beneficial for anyone on a bench. And I would hope the three of us all have incredible amounts of common sense. But Galleon states that you have to specify objectives for sentencing, which may be things such as protecting the community, the punishment of the defendant, the rehabilitation of the defendant, the deterrence of others from committing those types of crimes, the safety of the community. These are things that are not just you should think about, but it's actually part of the sentencing decision reasonings. So in that sense, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of case. You have to take those things into consideration. You have to take into consideration the type of crime, the individual. You have to look, as Bill mentioned, the PSI, which gives a full detailed history of the defendant. These are all things to consider. Like I said, it's not just put the bad guys away. It's more important. It's more nuanced. These are things that have discretion, and they have discretion for judges for a reason.
And I think that that's something that most of us who don't spend a lot of time around courtrooms or around attorneys, you think that people walk into the courtroom, there's this one, you know, blinders are on, there's this one instance, you have attorneys, and sometimes it's a battle of which attorney is doing the better job of making the case. But what I'm hearing really from the three of you is there's a whole lot of background that you're aware of as you go into these cases. And I think that that's kind of interesting, because that's where it really becomes important which one of you is sitting on that bench. That's a huge responsibility. You've kind of told me why you think you deserve that responsibility, but you've mentioned wonderful judges who have served Kenosha County in the past and are continuing to. Can you name perhaps a situation that you've been in that really illustrates why you feel you're the one who can best bring all of these issues together? I know you can't name names, you can't name specific cases, but where you've had to bring everything together to really make an important decision. Did I make that too long of a question? Because I can see I was coming from a lot of directions, but
who are you asking?
Yeah, I'd like to know from each of you a situation where you've had to kind of bring the experience that you've all mentioned by watching other judges, and maybe share an experience that you've had where you've had to pull everything together and make a tough decision.
Again, Jane, who would you like to lead? I would think it's Commissioner Michael's turn to start off.
Please do.
With my legal experience, I would say the first step is looking at trial experience. And I mean, I've had several trials. Some of the unique trials that I've had, criminal defense work, where I had a circuit court judge. It was actually Judge Bastianelli was in the jury box. And it was concerning. You know, when you have a criminal case and you have a circuit court judge in your jury panel, he's actually in, attorneys call it the box, he's in the box, and it's one of those experiences where you don't know what to do. I had a client who was very nervous. He didn't know and I mean, Judge Bastianelli is a very fair man. I believe he was the next to Judge Schrader, he was the longest tenured circuit court judge in the state of Wisconsin. So it was an individual who knows the law. I would say he was very firm as a sentencing judge, and I had to calm my client down and work with him. And we did strike him, and it was nothing personal about Judge Bastianelli. I mean, after I've gone in front of him, I've had hundreds of cases in front of Judge Bastianelli, but it was one of those experiences when you have an individual and you must use your knowledge because trials are difficult. I'm not going to talk about the individual's name or anything, but it was an individual who was facing over 10 years imprisonment. So when you have an individual who's facing the substantial, I mean, this is the real deal. 10 years. I mean, so we were fortunate. We went through the case, and but it was a learning experience. And that's one of the things that I believe that's going to help me. If I'm chosen, I hope I earn the vote of our constituents. But trial experience and working on trials, I mean, it's important, and going in front of all of our judges on trials. I mean, it's tough. It's not fun. You spend a lot of hours prepping your witness, prepping your client, and it's difficult. But I believe that's experience that I've obtained, and I hope I answered your question, but that's one of the unique experiences that I had as a trial attorney here in Kenosha. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. I think you're next.
Yeah, and I think that's a very good example of what Commissioner Michaels is illustrating to you. And like Commissioner Michaels, I've tried quite a few cases myself, and it brings me back to, and this I've talked about in the campaign trail, and we run a trial team is what we do, and we were in a litigation firm, and I was out in Rock County with Judge Rothy. I won't say the plaintiff's name, but we were in a jury trial in 2000, I believe, seven. It was my first jury trial experience. And I was in a situation that kind of changed my career and my outlook on people. And in that jury trial, we had an African-American woman who was our client and a Caucasian doctor who we were trying the malpractice case against. And there was some interesting things that went on in that case. But when the case was finally over, and in the middle of the testimony, I mean, towards the end of the case, in the middle of the testimony of the doctor, she turned to this jury and said, basically, I'm paraphrasing, so we can't quote, I don't have the transcript, but basically saying, turned and said, I'm sorry, this was happened. It was a very unfortunate result. It was a Caucasian jury, a Caucasian doctor, and an African-American woman who was our client. The jury found my client or the doctor to be not negligent in this malpractice case. And when I was polling the jury, what bothered me was they judged my client. They judged her because of the way she looked, because of the way she presented herself in court, because she was an African-American woman and they were Caucasian. That really stuck with me. And there were some other issues in the case where we had to file an appeal, and I filed an appeal. And the reason I filed an appeal was because that decision of the jury was not right. And no matter what I did, we tried the case the best we could, and we couldn't change the result. Jury speaks of on its own. But I found that in the human nature of that particular case, that client was not treated fairly. We did everything we could. I think we appealed it to the Court of Appeals. I think I appealed it to the Supreme Court of Wisconsin as well. But I was passionate about it. And I then litigated all of my cases saying that I don't care if you're male or female, black or white, young or old, handicap or not handicap, I'm going to treat you the same way I want to be treated. And that is, I'm going to work as hard as I can to make sure you get a fair result. Because sometimes the justice system doesn't yield a fair result. But my efforts were of such that I was motivated for the future to treat my clients and now the people who come before me in my courtroom as fair as possible, because there is no, absolutely zero room for prejudice and discrimination in the courtroom. I don't care if it's prejudice against, it doesn't matter what you're saying, orientation, ethnicity, gender, social status. Everybody should be treated fairly. And that really bothered me. And I took a stand and made the decision to change the way that I effectively was going to run my legal career. And that's how I still operate.
Thanks, Frank. Heather, was there any particular case that perhaps, or group of cases that really influenced you in how you expect to handle this job?
I'm so sorry. Pardon me. I think you see a handful of cases every year that kind of catch your attention. and you wonder, why did it turn out this way or why did it turn out that way? And usually there's things that happen behind the scenes that the public don't see. Sometimes there are cases where there's parties to a crime. Everybody's charged with the same thing, but one person gets a different kind of sentence than the other person gets. And there's a reason for that. The general public might not know it, but the judge is privy to all of that information from the attorneys, from the clients, from the PSI statement. It might be something that a defendant has offered up, so to speak, to help within an investigation. So while the case might rack everyone's brain saying, well, this is ridiculous, why would this be the outcome? Unfortunately, there are reasons it happens. And as a judge, you are given that information, and it's your decision whether or not that would be a fairness and an outcome of a different sentence for one person than another person. This is why judges are on the bench. They have to take all of this information. They have to input all of this information. They have to move through the information. They have to apply the proper sentencing guidelines, the proper laws. They have to uphold the rule of law. And it might not always seem fair to the public. And unfortunately, that would be the ultimate goal, wouldn't it? That everything was fair for everybody. But unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't happen, and that is incredibly frustrating. And it's not just frustrating for the community. I think it's also frustrating for lawyers. And I think it's also frustrating for judges sometimes in the long run.
Thank you. We have less than 3 minutes left, but I'd like each of you the opportunity to give us a final statement. So a little bit less than a minute per person. Heather, do you want to begin with that?
Sure. I guess we'll just summarize that I've served Kenosha County my entire career. I've raised my family to believe in community service and serving a greater good. I've served Kenosha County as the Circuit Court Commissioner now since 2021. I am hearing these cases every day, every week, in all the areas of law that the Circuit Court branch deals with. This jump up to a judge would just permit me to help serve my community in another aspect with the unique ability that judges have to help protect the community.
Thanks, Heather. Bill?
First of all, again, I'd like to thank everyone. And I'd like to actually thank the other candidates for participating in this forum. Just briefly, a little additional information regarding my community service and what I've done within the community. As a county board supervisor, I was the chairman of Judiciary and Law, which is the oversight committee for the court system and also the sheriff's department. So I have that background and knowledge about being fiscally responsible and what the consequences for actions are. Also involved in different organizations, the NAACP and Senior Action Council of Wisconsin. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill and Frank.
Like Bill, I want to thank you all, Commissioner Iverson and Commissioner Michael, for participating. And Jane, we appreciate you for having us, as well as the listeners for listening. I am Frank Gagliardi. I am your current Branch 3 judge. I wanted to let the court have an courtroom have an opportunity to have someone like me sit for the next 6 years. I am asking that the community, before they make their decision on who to vote for, first there's a primary on February 20th and then general election on April 2nd. If you have questions about me, get to know me, reach out to me, check us out on Facebook and get to know us. Come to one of our meet and greets. You'll see us around.
Thank you, Frank. And to all our candidates for Kenosha County Circuit Judge, we've been talking with Bill Michael, Heather Iverson, and Frank Gagliardi. I'm Jane Herring for Community Matters.
You've been listening to Community Matters. All programs are archived at WGTD.org. Click shows. This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.